So this is really something that I want to listen to again. It's an extract from Gluten Freedom. Alessio Fasano, he is a doctor and researcher and the founder and director of the Center for Celiac Research at Massachusetts General Hospital. Gluten Freedom is a book that tries to deal with the biological processes underlying the health issues of people who have difficulties with gluten, in particular people with celiac disease and or gluten sensitivity. Ironically, both Alessio and Marco Gobetti are Italian, and interestingly Alessio is just from literally just down the road from where my family are from in Italy. So I'm reading this blind, and I'm on page 23. I haven't read it before, but there was a little bit that I wanted to cover in this bit because it ties in with the interview that I did with Marco Gobetti. So on page 23, dismantling the gluten pearl necklace. Although a majority of people can tolerate and safely eliminate gluten, no one is able to completely digest it. Studies on the disorder's physiological functions of celiac disease show that gluten proteins are not completely metabolized by the intestine. The principal components of wheat gluten are toxic for people with gluten-related disorders and are a family closely related proteins called gliadins, which are extremely rich in two amino acids, proline and glutamine. To make use of the food we eat, complex molecules like proteins need to be broken down into their basic building blocks. In proteins, these building blocks are called amino acids. Think of a protein strand as similar to a pearl necklace, with a single pearl as the protein's amino acid components. Each necklace has multiple pearls of 20 different colours. The number of amino acids present in nature. The sequence of the colours or amino acid changes from necklace to necklace or from protein to protein. Our digestive enzymes break the necklace into pieces called peptides, which are then peeled off the strand one at a time. They can then be absorbed by the intestine and transported to various sites in our body to be used for fuel or energy or as building blocks to construct our own proteins. All of the proteins we ingest can be completely dismantled, with the exception of one strange, unusual protein. Yes, you guessed it. That protein is gluten. And more specifically, its components, gliadins and glutenins. Indeed, treatment of these proteins with our digestive enzymes in a laboratory beaker leaves large, undigested fragments, a piece of unbroken necklace, if you like, or peptides. While any ordinary peptide from a foodstuff other than gluten can be dismantled by intestinal enzymes within 60 minutes, those derived from gluten can resist digestion for as long as 20 hours. Unfortunately, we're still a long way from unravelling the complexity of the gluten peptides. Indeed, gluten contains a large variety of indigestible peptides that can stimulate a strong immunological response of both adaptive and innate nature in genetically susceptible people. More than 50 different gluten peptides can trigger a specific T-cell response have been identified, although only three of these seem to be dominant triggers. One of these three peptides, called 33-MER, a peptide with 33 amino acids, is considered a celiac super instigator. It contains six partially overlapping sequences which can instigate the aggressive response by specialised immune cells, soldiers, if you like, of the immune army, that are called T cells. Other gluten peptides are able to elicit an innate immune response in antigen-presenting cells, which are cells that recognize proteins. Antigen is a substance that is capable of instigating the immune system to produce antibodies, which are weapons produced by B cells to fight enemies. The presence of these undigested gluten peptides in the upper small intestine is perceived by our gut immune surveillance system as the presence of a potential enemy. Based on studies from the Centre for Celiac Research and colleagues worldwide, I'm now convinced that our immune system mistakenly interprets gluten as a component of a dangerous bacterium or bacteria. When this happens, it unleashes an immune response similar to that triggered by bacteria to rid the body of the attackers. This response is elicited in everyone. It's not exclusive to people affected by gluten-related disorders. Consequently, I have colleagues who support the notion that gluten is toxic for humankind, and therefore everyone should embrace a gluten-free diet. Though I have contributed to the discoveries of some of these inappropriate immune system responses elicited by gluten in humans, I do not share the position of the proponents of a gluten-free world, who often cite my work to support their position. We engage daily in a war with many dangerous bacteria, but rarely do we lose this battle, which is an event that leads to infection. We are also engaged in daily confrontation with gluten, but only a minority of us will lose the battle. These are the genetically susceptible individuals who will develop gluten-related disorders. How can I tell if my symptoms are related to gluten? Well, if you think you have a health issue related to gluten consumption, the first thing you have to do is talk to your family physician or a healthcare provider. Tell him or her about your symptoms and make sure to include both gastrointestinal and other symptoms such as fatigue, migraines, a foggy mind, depression, joint pain and others. Many other conditions can masquerade as gluten-related disorders, and it's really important to get in a full and complete evaluation, including testing. If your blood tests come back with positive for antibodies that are biomarkers of celiac disease, then the next step is an endoscopy. This non-surgical procedure is used to examine your digestive tract and to take samples of what will show if you have the damage to your intestinal villi. That is a typical sign of celiac disease. If the results of all the tests for celiac disease are negative, and once other conditions including IBS, Crohn's disease, arthritis, neurological conditions and other things have been ruled out, then talk to your healthcare professionals about undertaking a gluten-free diet. This is the only current treatment for celiac disease and or gluten sensitivity. Please do not undertake a gluten-free diet as a treatment without supervision of healthcare professionals. Nutritional considerations as well as health considerations must be taken into account with this treatment. A wheat allergy is more straightforward in its prevention. A person who is allergic to wheat has a typical reaction of a food allergy, which include respiratory and skin reactions. People who are allergic to wheat must be vigilant about avoiding cross-contamination. It's a very interesting book. Truthfully, I haven't been able to put it down since I picked it up. And in fact, I've been reading it late at night, which isn't always the best time to be absorbing what's been written here. But hope you've enjoyed this extract. I might go ahead and read some others just so I can listen back to it. I always seem to absorb things more if I'm listening rather than reading. So, just in case you're wondering what I was reading, I've been reading Gluten Freedom by Alessio Fasano, MD. And the book is published by Wiley. That's Wiley. It is available on Amazon, and it It's written by the nation that by the US's leading expert on celiac and gluten disorders.